We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. Make sure you download the free Audacy app, AUDACY. It's a great resource for you, especially if you're traveling, because you can take us with you anywhere you go in the country. And on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, you've heard Marty talk about Greater Pitt Tree and the man, Carlos. Nice to talk to you, Carlos. Good morning.
Hey, Larry. Good morning.
I want to ask you one question right off the top. Have you ever in your career said timber?
Yeah, a few times.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, when they cut down a tree,
you got to yell it. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Sure.
That's dangerous, hard work, my man. I don't need to tell you that.
It's controlled chaos, that's for sure. But we've been doing it a long time. My guys are all highly trained and safety first company and try to just go through the motions every day and not get complacent.
Hey, man, what drew me to you is your love for veterans. Tell our listeners what you do that's so special.
All right. So about 7 years ago, I was in a diner and a lady asked me to go up and look at her dad's tree, and he didn't have a lot of money and he was scared it was going to fall and go through his house. So I went up there, old timer, World War II vet, and had this big pine tree in front of his house. And we started talking, and he's telling these stories about, you know, he's 17 and he's over, I think he was in Germany. And I, you know, after we talked for a while, I said, you know what, I'm going to do your tree for free. And then it just kind of took off from there. And we were doing it for years before it got into any of our advertising or people were kind of aware of it. We just, you know, if we'd go out and bid a job and the guy happened to be a World War II vet, and I'd tell him, you know what, I'm doing your job for free.
Man, I have been on the porches of people's homes with you doing this, and they cry, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that last one that you guys were out at, that guy, like, he broke down. He was 17 when he went there. He was homeless in Pittsburgh, lied about his age, went into the Navy, and 2 months later, he's 150 feet in the ocean pulling guys out of a submarine.
Oh, my gosh. Man. I can't even imagine.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, those guys, I mean, they say they're the greatest generation. I got to agree with that. I mean, those guys, they went there, did what they had to do, came back, went to work in the steel mills, raised families. I mean, that's true American.
And most of them don't have the money to do the work that you guys do.
No, what we do can be expensive. Yep. It takes a lot of equipment. Yep. I mean, we were at your neighbor's yesterday, yep, and I'm probably there with $400,000 or $500,000 in equipment, six or seven guys. You know, so there's a cost associated with that. So those guys are, you know, usually on a fixed income, scraping by, maybe have some family that can help them out. But, you know, if you're going to give back, if I'm going to give back to anybody, it's to those guys.
And you know what, man? I was hanging with your boys yesterday. They buy into
great
this.
Picture.
They buy into this, don't they?
Yeah, I got great guys. I mean, listen, I'm a worker, and this is how I started it. And I was out there by myself or with a guy or two for years. And so I try to put myself in their position. I buy them lunch. I overpay. I underwork. I try to do everything I'd want someone to do for me and that type of occupation. I mean, it's hard work. So if you don't like what with that type of work, it's definitely not for you. So, you know, I've assembled these guys, and my oldest stepson works for me, and we're just like a kind of tight-knit group out there.
Hey, man, and you're passing this along, this example you set with veterans in your own family, are you not? Because they see this, do they not? Your kids.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's definitely something you want to be proud of for your family and let them know you're out there helping people, pass it on. That's how I was raised. My mom was a very generous person, and growing up, I saw that and trying to carry it into my life and my business life, my personal life, and just play it forward.
It feels good when you do that kind of stuff, I'm sure, especially for veterans, and when you don't expect anything back in return for yourself. So hats off to you, Carlos.
Thank you. I enjoy the stories I get from those guys. I mean, I've got in my head talking to these guys some of the most amazing stories, like something you'd sit down and read a book about or watch a movie about. I mean, just amazing, amazing stories.
Hey, man, how many homes have you done for vets?
I mean, roughly. I haven't kept track. I'd say 20 to 30 in the last, you know, 6-7 years.
Well over $100,000 in work, so people know this.
Yeah, way over that. Yep. Way over that, yep. Yeah.
Well, Carlos, mm-hmm. thank you for what you do, and that's a great way to honor veterans, so we appreciate it.
I appreciate the recognition, and, you know, another reason I do it and put it out there, you know, maybe other contractors yep. hop in, yep. give me a call. Hey, does this guy need a roof? Does yep. this guy need painting? You know, anything like that, I'm sure would True. Be greatly appreciated.
My brother, Carlos, Greater Petrie Service, you are the man, son.
Carlos.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great holiday weekend. Happy Memorial Day.
You too, partner. On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Big Gay Morning Show. We welcome Jeff, who's in Cranberry. Jeff, good morning. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. My name's Jeff. I'm, as you said, from Cranberry. I'm a boomerang Pittsburgher, and after I retired, I came back to Pittsburgh and was looking for something to do in my retirement. So I'm volunteering for an organization called Tunnel to Towers. And
oh, yes, of course. Of course. Yes. Great organization.
Yeah, explain what they do.
So they have really three missions. So Stephen Tiller, who's a fireman in Long Island or Staten Island in New York City on 9/11, he was out golfing with his brothers, actually, and he got the call to go to the World Trade Center. He made it to the Midtown Tunnel and couldn't get through, so he put on all of his fire gear and ran from there to the World Trade Center, where he perished, along with, of course, everybody else.
I remember that
his
story.
His brother has built a foundation, Tunnel to Towers, to honor his memory. And they have really three things they do. They pay off the mortgages of fallen first responders who leave families behind. They build smart houses for catastrophically injured veterans. And now they're taking on homeless veterans and building a facility or some houses in Florida, Land O'Lakes, Florida, to house homeless veterans and give them a start from homelessness to getting their lives straightened out. So it's a do-good organization. And just on Wednesday, they released a list of 30 mortgages that they paid off, 90% military.
That's amazing.
In honor of Memorial Day. And in Pittsburgh here, we do fundraising for them, and we're having a 5K on September 9th. And I'd invite you to come broadcast from there. Last year, we had 500 people, we're looking to double that this year. So we're looking for sponsors and runners and volunteers to come and help us raise money for this great cause.
Jeff, appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Thank you, and have a safe and good weekend.
We got it. Thank you very much.
You got it. All right. Tunnels to Towers, that story that Jeff told, if you get a chance, read about that. You talk about the heroism of some people.
I've hooked up families with that organization.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah. Rush Limbaugh helped raise a lot of money for them as well.
Millions.
Yeah, millions. That was his charity of choice over the years.
One of your boys, the T-shirt guru himself, man, he tells stories about Rush taking care of people. It's amazing.
Well, yeah, I mean, Rush had a persona. Actually, I met Rush when he first expanded into Pittsburgh. Yeah, you know, he worked at a radio station in Pittsburgh under the name Jeff Christie. And then when he became famous and had, well, he's the most highest paid radio personality in history, I think, Marty. He had like 230 stations that carried his show. But he, in Pittsburgh, he started here.
KQV, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, after KQV, when he started expanding his shows, he came and was on KDK for a while. And I met him. And so there's the persona of Rush on the air. But then behind the scenes, he did a lot of good stuff, man. He was with talent on loan from God. But.
Well, your buddy Chris.
Chris Eithen up at Grove City.
Partnered up with him. Sold millions of dollars worth of T-shirts to help. Millions. Amazing.
And he said Rush would hold up a T-shirt on, like, Fox TV, and they would get, like, 30,000 orders. And all the proceeds benefited the charity, so.
I was talking to Chris, because they're starting to do some Get Marty stuff, as you know, and he said Rush, he probably told you this, he had private suites at stadiums around the country. That he didn't use. All the tickets he gave away to veterans.
Yep.
Said he was amazing.
Yeah, that's the stuff you don't know. Even if you didn't follow his politics, sometimes people surprise you by what they do, a lot of which was way under the radar.
And think about Carlos, though. Small business owner. And those tree jobs can cost $6,000. $10,000. Very expensive.
Oh, it's expensive.
And what did he say he's done? 40 of them? Something like that? 30, 40?
He said way over $100,000 worth of donation.
He wants no credit. I only give him credit because I find out. And I think, because what happens is it spreads that. Right?
Absolutely. And one of our partners, Joe Potocnik, JP Roofing,
he just did
a veterans roof this week over in Freedom. In Beaver County.
And we're talking about a woman who's actually having breast cancer surgery today. And she's going to lose her house. And he stepped up and texted Larry, how can I help? Seriously.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a guy.
Completely unprompted, you know. But, Marty, this, and you've talked about this too, this is, in spite of all the troubles and situations that we're in, we find ourselves in here and around the country, there are so many good people, the greatness of our region. You talk about it all the time.
My man, I was at dinner last Friday night at Tambellini's. And an older couple handed me an envelope and said, here, don't open this. Take care of somebody. 500 cash. I said, give it to whoever you want. That's amazing, man. Seriously, the kindness of strangers.
And Marty, you and I know some people that have tremendous financial power who've reached out and said, hey, I want this. I don't want any credit. I don't want my name mentioned. I want it. You get this all the time. Just here, help these people. I love that.
The largest commercial roofer in America, he just passed. Put on four or five roofs for us. Some of them were $30,000.
Ed Dunlap.
He said, Marty, don't tell anyone I'm doing this. $30,000 roof.
And you didn't.
I didn't.
Until he passed.
And they were cool with it then. They're good people. His son took over.
Well, he's kind of, you know, big shoes to fill, but they continue the philanthropic efforts. And in a case you don't know, this area is one of the most generous regions in the country. And that's not just saying it because we're here.
No.
It's proven every day.
Blows your mind.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, Marty Griffin. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, there is a lot going on. One of the things, some people may have returned to go to theaters, and there's a new movie out called About My Father with Sebastian Maniscalco, who has sold out everywhere he goes, including Pittsburgh. Last time he was here, his concert at the Benedum, Marty, actually it was PPG Paints because he was at the Benedum before that, sold out in minutes. That's how popular he is. You've seen him, right?
Yeah, he's very funny.
So he's Italian-American from Chicago, and a lot of his humor is based on his father being an immigrant and a hairstylist. So he writes this script, and I interviewed him before he came here last time. He was so excited because he just threw it out there to get Robert De Niro to play his dad. And it's kind of an out-of-body experience for him.
Dad was working 18 hours a day. I think I formally met my dad when I was 18 years old.
His dad, Salvatore Maniscalco, is a common theme in his acts.
50 years ago, I come to this country to give you a better life.
Was it a hard story to tell for you?
Not necessarily hard. It was hard to perform, to act, because I don't generally do that. Now I'm doing it with one of the greatest actors who ever lived.
Enter Robert De Niro.
Never rat on your friends. And always keep your mouth shut.
The Academy Award-winning actor plays Sebastian's father.
Dial it down with the
The real Salvo has been a hairstylist since the 60s, so he sat down with his trio at a hair salon.
I was curious about you, Bob De Niro, now that you played him. Like, if I wanted you to wash my hair, color my hair, braid my hair, could we go in the back and you could do that?
No, I'd have to bring Salvo with me.
I was checking out your highlights on TV.
So how did this come about, Sebastian? Did you say, Dad, I sure would like it if Robert De Niro played me in a movie?
It was unreal that the man said yes, because you just don't think that Robert De Niro is going to end up playing your father. It's something that is, you know, it was like a dream come true. You know, I called him. He don't believe nothing, right? I'm like, De Niro's going to play you. He's like, yeah, right, come on. I don't believe it until I see it. Go ahead.
I'll put
it in my...
Yes.
Well, a minute, did I hear right? So I said, let me get my hearing aid, because I said, it's impossible. I said, no way.
I don't even know if you know what was going on our side. You're just doing movies, and we're sitting over here going, this is the guy I had on my wall as a kid. So it was super exciting.
And I wonder what it's like for you when you hear people, what you just said, Sebastian. I had posters of, you know, movies of yours. Mm-hmm. On his wall. What is it like for you to hear what you mean to so many people?
I'm honored and flattered. Yes. At the same time, I cringe a little bit.
Why?
Because it makes me uncomfortable. But I'm not complaining.
but do you know you're that good though? Do you know? You got to know it. No. I mean, like, when you watch yourself in a movie, do you go, "Oh my God, I'm unbelievable"?
No. I know. I often wonder that. Do you look at yourself? Are you a hard critic of yourself when you watch yourself on screen?
Yeah, I mean, I look at myself at certain things. I say, oh, God, I can't look at that. Part of it is for vanity, but excluding the vanity part, what it is that you're doing character-wise, what you're supposed to do, what the task is at hand.
But there is a key scene in the end when it's a very emotional scene between the two of you. Was that difficult for you, Sebastian, that scene?
Yeah, that was the scene that I was kind of pining over the whole time I was on set. Like, I'm going to have to get emotional. I'm going to have to cry. Something I've never done on film. I go to him. I said, listen, I need help here. I don't know what I'm doing. Could you help me out? And he goes, well, you know, I didn't want to say anything. I don't know what your process is. And I'm like, my process is just hope. Hope this happens.
But before you finish, you have a process? When it's time for you to cry, I think that's interesting.
The one thing is not to force anything or to try and get it or push for it. Either you have it or you don't. The worst thing you could do is push for something that's not there. Better that you don't do anything. And that to me is the most important thing. Sometimes you can't, you know. It's like doing a play every night, a certain performance. Some days you can have it or nights, and others you just don't. But you're a professional, you go through it, you do it.
What did you say?
How about that? Robert De Niro, getting him to play your dad, a stand-up comedian. It's About My Father. It opens today at a theater near and far away from you.
Hey, tell folks something, because I think this is fascinating. I like My favorites are De Niro, Pacino, and Jack Nicholson. I'm a lot like Jack. We could hang. We could definitely hang.
I could see you hanging out
I'm
with
smooth
Jack
like
Nicholson.
Jack and funny like that. And when I go to sporting events, people won't leave me alone. That being said, De Niro, tell folks about the interview. It wasn't all that. Not to be rude, but.
Well, I had an opportunity to interview Robert De Niro, which you can imagine. I felt the same way Sebastian felt, like, oh my God, this is Robert De Niro. I loved every movie he was ever in. You know, I'm very intimidated to talk to him, preparing to talk to him. And then he was with Robert Kennedy Jr., and they were talking about, you know, some issue. And he is, in my opinion, one of the greatest actors of all time. But
yeah.
In interviews, he gets very uncomfortable, and he doesn't say a lot. And it was hard to interview him that way. In fact, in this interview with Sebastian and his dad that Gail King did with CBS is about as open as I've ever heard him in an interview. Normally, he's really one of those one-word answers, looks uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because then when the camera turns on, he's another person.
But the big ones, the enigmas, like myself, we're like that. We perform when we have to, but when we're alone, man. Leave me alone.
You and Telly Savalas, baby. About My Father opens today at a theater near you. This is the Big K Morning Show. Marty, Samantha, our producer, was very passionate about sharing this story with us.
Oh.
I wouldn't say passionate. I just like to share with you funny stories that I find.
Mm.
Samantha, why do you always have to qualify anything I say?
Wow.
We don't have time for this.
Wow, well, let's rip off the Band-Aid. Let's go.
I feel like you make it seem like I'm coming in here like, please, please talk about the parrots.
Wow. Yeah, you're right, Marty. The honeymoon apparently is over.
Oh, it's over,
producer.
Bro.
Okay, fine then. I guess no more Cheez-Its, Larry?
Well, let's not get hasty. 24 bright green baby parrots illegally bought in the U.S. are being cared for by the Rare Species Conservancy Foundation in Florida.
Well, I can see why she wants this out there.
Okay. Whoa.
No, wait.
Woo!
They were seized by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers. Mm. They can't seize anything else, but they can see.
Yeah.
Here. Check this out.
The hatchlings' faint chirping inside a carry-on bag gave them away. The man who had them, literally as some of them hatched, had just arrived from Managua, Nicaragua, and was heading to Taiwan. Florida International University professor and director of the foundation, Paul Rilo.
Now we're faced with the challenge of we have all of these precious lives, and they are long-lived creatures. Parrots live a long time. They are sentient creatures. They're highly intelligent.
The passenger pleaded guilty to wildlife smuggling. He faces up to 20 years in prison when he's sentenced in August. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Guy's voice from 1950. Yeah. Well, I just want to say I've got the bird in my pants.
Well, wait.
I put the bird in my drawers.
This story only topped by the man who stuffed a live lobster in his pants. And the tape broke. If you know what I'm saying.
Well, so of all the news in the world, Samantha felt that the world had to hear this.
Yeah, come on. If there's one thing that I'm going to share, it's going to be ridiculous news stories.
Well, Marty's always saying, be yourself, Samantha.
Be yourself, but not too much.
Got any other stories for us?
I told you that one about the woodpecker the other week.
You did.
Well,
that's it. Crickets?
No, there's no stories about crickets, Larry.
All right. How about, I'll give you one story. You know the last song we ever played on KDK when we stopped rolling music?
American Pie.
Who told you?
You did.
Bye-bye. 52 years ago today, Don McLean recorded this song.
Love that song.
At the record plant in New York City. I interviewed Don McLean, and I told him we used this song as the last song, and it made national news because of KDK's history as the world's first radio station. There's Big Boss Dave. He knows all about the history of radio.
And donuts.
He's worked 38 stations. Okay, we better move on. We just got the look.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.